Streamlining skincare line smooths out wrinkles. Hey, friends. Hey, community. Side Hustle School, what's up? Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to episode 2728. Every single day, 7 days a week, we are bringing you stories, tips, ideas, questions, and answers all about making extra money without quitting your job, which is ultimately about creating freedom, creating economic empowerment to do more of what's important to you. So, today is Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Last week, we heard from a clever designer who sold more than $50,000 in digital assets. Today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from a skincare seller, and she makes a game-changing decision that took her business from struggling to thriving. In fact, the last time we heard from her, I think she was just getting going. And so her secret is actually doing less, but doing it better. She'll explain it in more detail, of course. Her name is Lucy. What has happened since we first featured her? Let's hear directly from Lucy. Hand the microphone over to her, and I'll come back at the end for a quick wrap-up.
Hey there, skincare enthusiasts. It's Lucy, and I'm thrilled to be back for another Throwback Thursday episode. When I last shared my story, I was in the midst of expanding my skincare line, eager to offer a wide range of products to cater to every skin type and concern. However, as time went on, I found myself stretched thin, struggling to maintain the quality and consistency that had initially set my brand apart. Today, I want to share how I've simplified my business to focus on just two essential products, and how this decision has revolutionized my journey as a skincare entrepreneur. As my product line grew, I found myself constantly juggling formulation, production, packaging, and marketing for multiple products. I was so caught up in trying to be everything to everyone that I lost sight of what had made my skincare line special in the first place. My commitment to crafting high-quality, effective products that truly made a difference in people's skin. One day, I had a light bulb moment. I realized that my two best-selling products, a gentle cleanser and a nourishing moisturizer, were the backbone of my brand. These were the products that had garnered the most rave reviews, the ones that customers repeatedly purchased and recommended to their friends and family. I made the bold decision to streamline my skincare line to just these two hero products. It was a scary move, but I knew in my heart that it was the right choice. By focusing all of my energy and resources on perfecting these two formulas, I could ensure that I was consistently delivering the results my customers had come to expect. The process of simplifying my business was not without its challenges. I had to discontinue several products, which meant communicating with customers and retailers about the changes. However, I was blown away by the support and understanding I received. With a streamlined product line, I found that I had more time and energy to devote to innovation and customer service. I also had the bandwidth to connect with my customers on a deeper level, gathering feedback and insights that helped me to continue to improve and evolve my products. The results of this simplification have been nothing short of incredible. My business has grown exponentially, with sales of my two hero products up more than 30% last year. Looking back, I realize that my journey as a skincare entrepreneur has been one of constant learning and adaptation. Streamlining my product line was a pivotal moment that taught me the power of focus and the importance of staying true to my core values. By focusing on what I do best and pouring my heart into creating the highest quality products possible, I've been able to build a business that truly makes a difference in people's lives. To anyone out there who's feeling overwhelmed or stretched thin in their own business, I encourage you to take a step back and evaluate what truly matters. Sometimes the key to success lies not in doing more, but in doing less, and doing it exceptionally well. Trust your instincts, stay true to your vision, and don't be afraid to make bold moves that align with your goals and values. I'm so grateful for the incredible journey I've been on, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for my streamlined, supercharged skincare line. If you're feeling stressed, remember, sometimes less really is more.
Lucy, thank you so much for sharing those updates with us. And listeners, thank you as well. Thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope it delivers value to you, value, inspiration, motivation, maybe just some encouragement that you are not alone, that there are other people out there trying to make something for themselves. And sometimes it is two steps forward, one step back. Other times it's a big overnight success. You know, there's all kinds of variation. And so my encouragement to you is always just try new things and keep going. Adapt along the way, of course, just like Lucy has done, but do keep going overall. All right. If you have a question, an update, sidehustleschool.com, some notes and resources there for every single episode, an email list. I send it out every Sunday. Always love to be in touch. And of course, much more is coming up. New episode every day, always completely free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.